And now it's time for the Coach's Look, the Olympics 2020, with Coach Vernon Dozier.
And thank you, and welcome to Coach's Look. This is Coach Vernon Dozier as we look at the Olympics 2020, although we are, of course, conducting these Olympics here in 2021. I've got Cookie Minton with us. Cookie, how are you?
Real good, thanks, Coach.
All right. Cookie will be offering some opinions and kind of fill in where I may not be filling in the way I should be filling in, because I'm very emotional tonight.
Well, it's with good reason, because we've been watching these Olympic skateboarding competitions, and they've brought up some things that have given us pause.
Given us more than just pause. It's made me question my own manhood in many ways. And
well, you'll have to explain that one, because I don't think there's a fan of Coach Vernon Dozier out there that isn't convinced you're 100% man.
All right, well, I appreciate that, Cookie, but you know, I saw a 13-year-old girl. I'm not going to name names, but I saw a 13-year-old girl competing and winning in the skateboard competition in Tokyo. She's a girl. She's 13. I've got nothing against that. But when you think about the fact that it's a 13-year-old girl who wins an Olympic medal, and the rest of us are at home, and we look in the mirror in the morning, and let's face it, for 99% of us, it's a massive, massive, crushing disappointment what you see in that mirror. Now, let me segue. You know where I'm going, Cookie.
Yeah, you segue. I did it this morning. I looked and I saw...
What did you see?
I saw bruising from bumping into things. I was not very happy with the size of my stomach, or my face, if you want to get down to it.
Right.
And then I realized that a 13-year-old girl was winning an Olympic medal, who was born and raised in the United States, but decided to represent Great Britain, not the United States, because her father was born there. And that's
according to the rules, you can do that.
Yes, according to the rules, you can do that. But think of that. I was looking at myself, and you've done the same thing.
I have. I look in the mirror, and I don't like what I see. The only thing that gives me some kind of...
Other people are going through the same thing.
Other people are going through the same thing, right. That's the only thing that gives me some kind of rest and relaxation. I don't feel so bad is when I look in the mirror, and as all of you are, I am disgusted at what looks back at me. And then I see this child who decided, and it is her right, let's be very clear.
Oh, there's no question it's her right. But you wonder, if you had that kind of talent, if I could go back the number of years that I wanted to, and I had that kind of talent.
Right.
And would I represent Great Britain, or would I raise and hoist proudly the flag of these United States?
That's the question I ask, too. I have no right to ask that question, nor do you. And the reason, and you know that I love you, Cookie.
But we don't have the right because of, again, we look at the wonderful fitness and skill of that young lady.
Right.
And then we look at ourselves at about 8 o'clock in the morning, staring into a bathroom mirror, and it's beyond belief. And it's beyond belief what looks back at us.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I can't agree with you more. So... what is the point here today as a coach takes a look here at the Olympics of 2020? It's 2021, and that, again, throws everything into disarray.
Well, the pandemic.
The pandemic has made everything so cockeyed. We're not even in the year. We're not conducting these Olympics in the year we're supposed to be. There's no spectators. There's pride and there's joy. But I've been hearing all kinds of grousing and bellyaching.
Well, people are... It's amazing that they can't give these young people, these young athletes, a break. If this young gymnast is Simone Biles, who said she was under a lot of pressure, she didn't want to compete anymore.
As is her right, and she decided that it was better for her health to bow out of a few of those events. I understand that. I'm not complaining about that.
No. What we're talking about is the fact that the rest of us get up in the morning, take a look in the mirror, and then close our eyes and hope that when we open them, we see something else.
Right. We hope that when we open our eyes, we don't even see... maybe we hallucinate...
maybe hallucinate a dragon or a,
a stuffed bear or something, anything, than looking at me. And again, Cookie, I love you, but if I woke up and I saw you in my reflection, I'd probably, and I say this, I've had friends that have committed suicide, so I think I'm within my rights. But if I looked in the mirror and I saw you looking back,
you'd pop your cork.
Of course I would.
And you'd be well within your rights.
Of course I would. Well, welcome to Coach Takes a Closer Look. And if you're wondering what it is we're talking about, let me just give you the lowdown here on the show today. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. I am the head football coach. I'm also a history teacher as well as a senior class advisor at Belmar Academy, a private Catholic high school in Glendale, California. I'm originally from San Antonio, Texas, if you happen to catch a bit of an accent, but I've been in California now for going on 25 years, and I've been a professional football player in Canada as well as a professional football coach with the USFL, and then I came over and coached high school football here in California, and I found it to be very rewarding. The Olympics are always an interesting exercise in some amazing, amazing,
great feats of athletic skill.
Amazing feats of athletic skill. And my hat is tipped continuously. If I was actually wearing a hat, it would barely touch the top of my head because I'd have it off, tipping it just as soon as I wanted to put it back on my head. Whoa, look out, I have to tip it back again.
It would almost, your hat would be airborne.
Well, it wouldn't be airborne because I'd have my hand on it, but it would be...
It would never touch your head.
It would never touch my head. You don't even call it a hat then. What do you call it?
You call it the thing that is never on your head.
It's a thing that's never on your head. I don't know why we're talking about this. This is getting weird, but...
But I understand.
Right. But the point is, this young skater, and because she's young, and I don't want to... I'm not criticizing her per se. She has the right to make this choice. But it hurts. It hurts almost as if it's an assault on the body to see a young woman with such vast talent there in the skateboard competition that we watched last night on these here televisions. You know, we're always saying these here.
Well, these United States.
Yeah, right. But in these United States, I watched the Olympic competition on these television sets that we have in the studio. And I saw this young lady opt to skate not for the United States. She comes from Oceanside, but she decided to skate for Great Britain.
And that's because her father is from there.
Right. Her father is from there, and that is well within the rules. You can skate for the country of one of your parents, I believe. This young lady, again, born in Oceanside. So she could have been representing, and the United States could have reached down into what was an ever-developing and ever-fouling septic tank of Olympic defeat, could have reached down and at least pulled, soaked, stinking, and fetid, at least some sort of fabric of victory in these Olympics with a medal in the skateboard competition. You'd be pulling almost as if you drop your shirt.
Drop your shirt into a toilet is what you're...
Yes. Almost as if you dropped your shirt into an unflushed toilet. And you're saying to yourself, my God, I'm going to wear that shirt because that's the 15th or 16th shirt I've dropped into a...
unflushed toilet.
That's right. And you say to yourself, you get tired of the failure, you know, Cookie?
Well, you get tired of constant failure, trying to put on a clean shirt in the morning and constantly dropping the clean shirt you've pulled out of the closet into a befouled toilet. And pretty soon you get sick of it. You're just sick of it.
That is me. That's me 100%. And I know, Cookie, you're a great American and you're...
I love this country more than anything. I love this country, God forgive me, more than I love myself. Because there are days I feel as if I'd like to step in front of a bus because of the failure of my life, but I want to dedicate that stepping in front of that bus to the United States of America.
You know what I want to do? I want to just... Yeah. Thank you very much, Coach. No, I mean that. I've known you many years. Cookie was a coach of mine. He was our training coach, our weight training coach at Belmar Academy. He had an injury, forced him from coaching ranks. He's now comfortably retired there in La Crescenta, California.
Yep, right in the foothills above the chalets there.
Right. And since then, we have had a great many philosophical discussions, and his wife, my wife. Well, your wife is...
No, my wife's gone. She died A year ago.
I forgot about that.
It's all right.
So you just come to my house.
I come over to your, when you invite me over.
Yeah, and you have dinner with us. But we've had a lot of philosophical conversations about what does it mean, you know?
All right, yeah.
Thank you. Look, we'll be right back and get to the point of what it is we're trying to say in just a moment here.
Coach Vernon Dozier with Cookie Winston, taking a look at the Olympics of 2020 here in 2021.
This is Chaz Delgado inviting you to the Delgado Experience. Pool equipment, pool toys, all of the chemicals, all of the bleaches, all of the treatments you need for your pool this summer at the Delgado Experience. Myself, my wife Marcy, and my two little ones, Bernaquette and Phelb, will be there to help you with all of your questions about pool supplies, pool needs, and those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Delgado Pool Supplies, 2815 Barcor in the 16th.
Delgado Pool Supplies. Just say
Delgado.
Don Berman with news tonight, 11 on Channel 19.
Hi, Rick Beerhoven on sports tonight, along with Don Berman on news on Channel 19.
And I'm Don Berman, unnecessarily coming on to remind you I'll be on the news along with Rick Beerhoven on sports on Channel 19 coming up tonight.
And now Coach Vernon Dozier taking a look at the Olympic Games for 2020.
And as Coach Vernon Dozier, with me is Cookie Hinton, who's a, man, I might have changed your last name.
That's okay. That's all right.
Well, what is your last name?
I don't. You know what? Let's not worry about what my last name is. This is really about, it's the Coach Vernon Dozier view.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it's about what you have to say. It's not even about you. It's about the words that are coming out of your mouth. And to give an example, Coach, if I may.
Go ahead, please, Cookie.
When you walked into the studio today, as I did, we as beings were not really worth much. We were, what's the funny, meat sacks?
I've heard that, yeah.
We were meat sacks. As soon as you started to speak, now came value. See?
Yes.
And as long as you talk, value is created. That's what, so it doesn't matter what my name is. It matters what you say.
You just scratched your beard. It might have come out on the, can we double check that, whoever's engineering? Who is the engineer today?
Right here.
Oh, you're Bud Dickman.
Yeah. No, I didn't hear it at all.
You didn't hear me scratching my beard like this?
No, didn't hear it.
All right, thank you, Mr. Dickman. Should we just...
Let me count down. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, well, I appreciate that, Cookie. But I wanted to say, and more to the point, I want to impart, and even more to the point, I want to unburden myself of the feeling that even though when I get up in the morning and I look in the mirror... And what looks back at me is, I think we can use the word sickening.
That's a good word.
Yeah. Sickens me and disgusts me. Nothing compared to the feeling I had when I woke up from a nap this afternoon, having just seen this 13-year-old child born here in the United States, deciding to skate for Great Britain, and then winning the gold medal in the skateboard competition. Now, skateboard is a fast-rising, very popular sport, and some of the tricks and some of the competition elements in the competition in skateboard are quite challenging, and it's quite amazing. And you'd think that the United States of America would lead in something like that, because we have tens of millions of young people. We have skateboards everywhere. This sport was pioneered.
I think it was. I've talked to Mr. Henry, whose show This Ordinary. He skateboarded when he was a kid.
Yeah. Mr. Henry did. Phil Henry did. He skateboarded. A lot of kids did. I didn't. I wasn't living in a state at that time. Texas, just there wasn't anything happening in Texas other than they'd say, play football. That's why I got into football. But if you said skateboard in Texas, they'd
probably go into a sweat and pass out.
They'd go into a sweat, pass gas, and then just fall forward and probably injure themselves. But I wanted to say that the skateboard, for me, even though I never skateboarded as a kid myself, represents everything American. And when an American decides that she is going to enter skateboard competition, and at the age of 13... becomes highly competitive to the point where she's winning national competitions, is now a part of the Olympics, and decides that she is going to represent, even though she's born in America, she's going to represent Great Britain. What that does for me and for millions, tens of millions of Americans who believe strongly in this country, that when we look in the mirror, already seeing a sight that is extremely disappointing, because we can agree on that.
Well, it's about the number is about 96%.
96% of all Americans, when they look in the mirror, they are saddened and sickened by what they see. Now, how bad do you think it's going to be after I hear that a 13-year-old skates for Great Britain and she's born in America? I'll look at whatever I see, and I know what's going to look back at me is ungodly. It's
otherworldly.
It's like a thing. It's a lump, a thing. Not even a man, but a thing. Because I can't be in the Olympics. I don't even have... I'm so unskilled that compared to that child, I am a lump of fetid, corrosive waste matter. I'm something that you have to put a glove on to pick up and look at and smell and then throw it back. That's what I am.
Can't disagree, Coach.
Yeah. Okay. When I find out, that's how I am compared to her. Now I find out she wins Olympic gold, and then I find out that she's born in America, but she's skating for Great Britain. Now, when I look in the mirror, I'm just sitting there, and I imagine people walking into the room and gagging and leaving.
And you're still just a lump.
I'm just this. I'm something. I'm not sitting anywhere. I misspoke. I was dropped there. I was left there. I was evacuated out of something we don't even want to know. What I was evacuated out of was the large, excuse my language, the large ass of lazy, lazy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just lazy.
Lazy. The ass of lazy. And now, here comes the kid. So, while I have a lot to do to make myself a better man, I don't need to be reminded of what a befouled evacuation I truly am. Barely recognizable as a man. Imagine something that your dog left on the front lawn and it gets up and walks to a radio studio and starts talking to you. That's me.
All right, yeah.
Made worse by a 13-year-old girl, because the 13-year-old girl, you're something that the dog left on someone's front lawn, and then you get up and walk and sit down and talk to people. When the 13-year-old girl from Oceanside, California, skates for Great Britain, you're a thing that dropped out of a dog's rear end, got up and walked to a radio studio, and then you do a bad show. That's right there. That's right there. So it's one thing to grow legs as something that fell out of a dog's rear end and go and talk and do. It's another thing to be something that fell out of a dog's rear end, grow legs, walk to the studio, and then you can't present a show. You can't put two sentences together. Everything that comes out of your mouth, if it were liquid, it would stink of effluvia from an airliner toilet.
Yeah.
That's me, Coach Vernon Dozier. Coach Vernon Dozier and his view of the 2020 Olympics. We'll be right back. Friends, Coach Vernon Dozier here. I don't know if there's anything you would really take from this show that you would believe. I don't know if there's anything from this show you would act on, given the truths that I'm speaking here today. But I would advise you, one thing you could do that I would not lie to you about, and frankly, I think I'm solid gold on this, and that is to get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. Mr. Hendry and I met a number of years ago. I found him to be an affable man. He's a cultured man. He's a communicative and intelligent man. There's a lot wrong with him. A lot wrong with him. But I don't think there's anything wrong with him, so wrong with him, so bad about his personality, his looks, or what have you, that would preclude you from purchasing a subscription to his website and give it a listen. Give it a listen and enjoy it and have some fun, because he does these fun things. He makes funny voices and goes, ha 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 ha. You know, a lot of you folks are probably more familiar with it than me. But I know you'll enjoy it. So please go to the website, philhenryshow.com, and get a subscription to the website, philhenryshow.com, for a month or for a year. And if you don't like it, if you are going to say, Coach, you lied to me, or if you didn't lie to me, you got it so wrong that that gas that I feel rumbling in my lower intestine that's about to go popping right out of my you-know-what, I value more highly than I do your words and your presence on my iPhone as I try to listen to this so-called netcast.
All right.
Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Yeah. And now back to Coach Vernon Dozier looking at the 2020 Olympics. And this is Coach Vernon Dozier talking here with my good friend Cookie Hinton about the shocking news, and we witnessed it yesterday, of the young 13, 12, and 13-year-old kids winning Olympic medals, and the realities driven home that we have a country full of people here in the United States and possibly around the world.
Well, you can talk about the rest of the world, but I think we need to take stock of ourselves.
That's where I'm going. It reminds you that every morning you get up and look in the mirror and you're disgusted by what you see. That's natural. That's normal. Because when 13-year-old little tiny girls are winning Olympic medals and you're a full-grown man of 30 or 40 or 50 or a woman of 30 or 40 or 50, and the only thing you've got going for you is the fact that someday you will die and therefore turn into fertilizer that perhaps can benefit the planet.
A lot of people think that you're doing a little overkill here.
I'm not. What overkill am I doing?
Well, I'm not saying you are, but a lot of people, that'll be the criticism.
Overkill on what? Let me just drive this home as succinctly as I can. A little tiny kid of 13 who doesn't even want to represent the country she was born in, because when she got up in the morning and she took a look around her, what did she see? All these people who frightened her so much, she turned, went into the bathroom, and retched. And this is a kid, a 5 or 6-year-old. She would turn, in a moment, Mommy, her mother would call breakfast, in a moment, Mother, go in and vomit. Because she knew she'd had to go in and look at her parent.
Well,
but I don't want to categorize this child. She's a hardworking kid, as they all are. But that was a come to Jesus for me. Forgive me for bringing up the Lord's name in that way, but it was. It was a moment where I said, hey, oh boy, boy, that's something. Look at the skill. Look at the incredible skill that those young people exhibited. They're 1/10 my age, whatever, 1/5 my age. I'm 55.
Well, she's just about. She's 13.
Yeah. And look at how great she is. And what do I got? I look at myself. I want to walk straight out of the house without putting on any clothes, wait for someone who forgot their lunch to come racing back down the street to get it, and dive, not walk, dive right in front of the car, that way ensuring that I'll be run over by all four wheels.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people think I'm being morbid.
No, I think people are going to give you points for truth. That's what we need.
That's what I think we need, truth. Because when you see an itsy-bitsy tiny kid, did you see these kids?
They're very young.
Very young kids, skateboarding to Olympic gold. You know what you got to do. And I can tell you this, you know, I love all of you. I love all people, but I know some of us are just not worth it, you know. And when you see a kid like that, and she doesn't want to be associated with us, and with good reason, she decides to skate for Great Britain and wins herself a gold, we should do that kid a favor and figuratively self-flush. That is, climb into the figurative toilet, the figurative toilet of our own physical and mental failings, reach up for the toilet lever of
Just quitting.
Of quitting, yes. pull down that lever and feel the suction
of inevitability.
Of inevitability suck us right down into the...
the sewer we deserve.
Into the sewer we deserve, yes. And the only thing I would do is, when I do that, and I you know, I'm being figurative, but I would just lay in that sewer and just go like this. I would go, isn't this great? Isn't this fun? So the Olympics will continue, and I'll continue to watch the Olympics, and I will continue to look in the mirror every morning and see what you all see when you look in the mirror, more a thing than a human, something that needs to be sprayed more than dressed, something that doesn't necessarily attract good people and good ideas, but more flies and
mosquitoes.
Yeah, and mosquitoes. Something that is not going to make Mother proud, but something that Mother was going to want to sweep off the front mat with a broom and then spray the mat.
All right, yeah.
Coach Vernon Dozier's look at the 2020 Olympics. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Who are you anyway?
I'm no one.
Thanks a lot, Cookie.
My pleasure.